Food was involved.
Thursday, August 20th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, police. Yes, I'd like to report a stolen dildo, please. Plus, setting the homeless on fire. Well, that's one way to deal with the problem. And recycling your butt plugs. Has green gone too far? DV investigates. Just kidding. I laugh and make poop sounds.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Bang, bang, that's hot.
Thinking of the holidays. Bang, 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 that's hot. Bang, boom, boom. We have a huge selection of 500 grams to light up your sky. That's hot.
Buy one, get three free. Now that's hot.
Okay, thank you, bang, bang, and boom, boom. This is the Distorted View Show. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on the Thursday podcast. Have a great show for you. First up, some bad porno acting. This is a guy and a girl pretending to be brother and sister.
You're gonna be the brother fucker.
She should totally get that on a business card.
You're gonna love it. You're gonna love this. How does it feel?
It feels okay.
I love how he's like, you're gonna love this. You are absolutely gonna love this. And she's just like,
eh, it's alright, I guess. Yawn. I'm telling you right now, you can do anything you want back there, but at 10 o'clock, I'm leaving. Real Housewives of Atlanta are on.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, I don't know.
Yeah, now he's trying to stick it in her ass.
Feels wrong.
Oh, it feels right to me.
I'm sensing that the guy is into this way more than the sister.
You're my brother.
Astute observation.
Yeah, but I can't get pregnant this way.
So it's okay then?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's okay.
No one will ever know.
What's the film crew doing here then?
Alright, then he busts his nut.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You didn't get that on my skirt, did you?
Oh, you can wash it off. Oh yeah.
You're washing it off, asshole.
Mm, you're washing it off.
No, you're washing it off.
Mm. Oh yeah. Oh, that felt good.
You're so selfish. I didn't even get to finish.
Mm. Yeah, the brother's kind of a dick.
Who cares?
Why are boys so perverted?
Yeah, you are, brother fucker.
I believe she gets a Girl Scout badge for that. Congratulations. I must say, though, when it comes to brother-sister fucking, no one does it better than Sonny and Sis.
I'll tell you the truth, Doc. That was the wildest thing that ever happened to me.
I'll tell you the truth, Doc.
I forgot all about her being my sister. Hell, I'd forgotten that a long time before. Oh, she was born for sex.
Yeah. Moving right along, one of my favorite people, Lazy Boy, has sent in a video. I thought he was drafted into, like, the Israeli army or something. Lazy Boy, when are you leaving? We need to throw a party for you. Anyways, he sent me this great video of this emo chick who's whining and crying because her boyfriend wised up and dumped her ass. Take a listen.
Said I loved you much more.
All right. You know when the video starts with Michael Bolton? We're in for some trouble. It only go downhill from there. All right.
Hey, this is just a video from my ex-boyfriend.
All right. Now, a lot of this audio is pretty undecipherable because she's babbling like an idiot.
I just want to tell you that I actually really do care actually do love you. You just think I don't because we've never held each other. We've never kissed. We've never done anything like that.
So they've never held each other. They've never kissed. So obviously they've never had sex either. Were they even in a relationship?
Because we've never held each other. We've never kissed. We've never done anything like that.
How can you be so destroyed over something that barely constitutes a relationship?
But seriously, ask anyone. Mainly ask Jessica. Yeah, I know you have her MSN. Ask anyone else about panic, asthma, or whatever. Uh-huh. Oh my god, that was you. That's all I wanted. All I wanted was you.
Alright, so this cold-ass bitch... And I'm calling her a cold-ass bitch because during the whole relationship, as we learn, he would do nice things for her. He recorded a sweet little video for her when she wasn't feeling well. He always said, I love you, honey. And she would never say it because she was afraid. And emos don't feel love. They only feel pain and blackness and...
Why do you think that I only think that I love you? I have a book full of shit all about you. Oh. And how much I love you.
Shut up!
You think I'm lying to you? Do you think that will... Just because that she's so far away, you think that you can just tell me all this shit about yourself? What happened to all the good stuff that you used to tell me? What happened to all the funny stories that you used to tell me?
Guys, how could you put up with this shit? That's all I'm hearing. I'm not hearing words.
What happened to the things that you said?
No!
Because the reason is that you never loved me.
Okay, let's fast forward a bit here. Maybe she composes herself a little bit later on. We're now at the 3:40 mark in the video.
That was you telling me that you love me and you were worried about me because I was sick. And I don't give a fuck about me.
Well, no. That's why he broke up with you. At some point, she talks about how she could cut herself and it doesn't really matter. And my favorite part of the video is coming up at the 5-minute mark.
You're not a mess. You're just a jerk now. I'm the mess. I'm worse than what I was. I could do anything right now. I can die.
My life is pain and sadness.
I've never cried this much about someone in my life.
And the cat makes an appearance.
I've never cried this much about someone in my life.
Putting it through the kitty translator that comes out to, shut the fuck up, you whiny bitch. Let me sleep.
I'm a fucking ugly asshole now.
Well, now you're talking some sense. Oh, it's the first sane thing she said.
I'm gay fucking weight. What happened to the carving in the wall? Casey plus Tom forever.
I love it because this girl is obviously experiencing her first breakup. You see, when people are in relationships, they say shit like, I love you, and they do nice things for you. But when they decide they don't want to be with you anymore, it's like none of that shit ever happened. Forget about the carving in the tree. He's found a prettier broad and has replaced you.
Remember this?
What? Do I remember what?
Remember that?
Remember the...
He just paved over it.
Ugh.
What happened to the bear or whatever that I gave you? I burned your shirt.
Guys don't care about fucking bears. He probably threw it in the trash when he got home.
I buried the jewelry that you gave me in the backyard.
All right, quite enough from you. Let's move on and talk about a lady who doesn't annoy the living fuck out of me. Yes, Cheryl Murkowski. I don't know if you are a subscriber to her podcast, but if you're not, surf on over to whorehole.org and subscribe right now. She's doing some amazing work, and her most recent podcast includes a song. Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing here for you. I'm just going to play a snippet. It's her version of Dancing Queen by ABBA. However, her version is called AIDS-y Queen. Take it away, Cheryl.
You're so nasty, doing it bare. Herpes burning, but you don't care. Looking out for a senior daddy. For the money, you might have to wash his ass. You ain't got no class. No, you don't. You are the AIDS-y queen. old and mean. Peace sounds in the teens.
That's my favorite part in the whole song. T-cells in the teens.
AIDS a queen. Please don't beat whore in the latrine. Okay. You're a hewer. What a surprise. Letting him piss in your eyes. Breathe that hole. It ain't clean. Hate out the AIDS queen.
Such a disgusting, like, term. Breed my hole.
Yes. Yes.
All right, there you go. If you want to check out the whole song, visit whorehole.org and download Shereel's most recent podcast.
Okay, honey.
Finally, before we get into the news, I've got a great video here. I think we've played a snippet of this before, but Asparagus Freak linked to the whole video where a guy fucks a chick with not only his dick, but also his balls.
You say nut or stick or nuts in there like that. You stick your nuts in there, nigga. Yeah,
spread your ass.
Spread your ass.
It's a bunch of black guys banging this whore. I love when a bunch of black guys are in a porno scene together because they're always loud. It's like they're at a movie theater or something.
God, where is it?
All right, so here we go. Guy's trying to stick his balls in a woman's loose twat. The other guys are rooting him on. It's like that kid playing video games. Niggle. Bitch ass. Niggle.
Relax your ass and just spread your cheeks. He can get him in there. I'm trying to see if I can get my shit in there now. Get him in there, dog.
He's having a little difficulty getting both balls in her twat.
Like this.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, shit. That's right.
You can do
both
it.
Right nut in that motherfucker.
That's right, bitch.
Yeah, little balls too tight.
Oh, man. Freak that bitch out, then, Tom.
Keep talking to, nigga.
Freak that bitch out, Tom.
Yeah. Nut sack.
Oh, nigga.
Nigga. Nut sack in the asshole.
Nigga. Nigga! Like he's, I don't know, I guess that's kind of like a cheer.
Let's see if you can flip the dick down.
Nigga!
Flip the dick down the pussy.
Oh, clown on earth.
Nigga, flip the dick. Ah!
Nigga, what? What?
Nigga, clown.
What? What?
Oh, nuts in the ass, dick in the pussy.
Oh,
uh-huh. You's a nasty girl, ain't clown, man. Yeah.
She certainly is.
Nah, dick in the pussy. Oh, shit.
Oh, hell
nigga,
yeah.
What?
Now, I'm finna go try this at home. I didn't do this at home. Keeping my nuts snug. I ain't gonna let my nuts out the ass.
How you like
fuck
that?
Fuck yeah.
If any of my black listeners watch black porn, email me. Is this typical? Because if so, I'm going to have to start renting a bunch of black porn for the program because I could listen to this shit for hours.
Asshole, I don't want to let my nuts out.
Now you got to
yeah.
DP.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're getting DP in any goddamn way. Look at that. Asshole, I don't even want to let my nuts out. Yeah. Goddamn.
Her asshole has clamped down on his nuts.
Look at that. Asshole, I don't even want to let my nuts out. Yeah. Goddamn. Uh-huh. You nasty ass bitch. Booyah!
Guess he got the balls out. Good job, sir. Congratulations. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. First of all, I gotta say thanks to Justin for the Chicken Tetrazzini remix we played at the top of the program. If you're not a Sideshow member, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Now, occasionally I'll get the comment, I would love to sign up for the Sideshow, Tim. I have a credit card, but I'm not a PayPal member. Well, it's very simple. You just click on subscribe, either the $5 or the $50 option. It takes you to PayPal, and it asks for your email and password. But below that, it says, don't have a PayPal account? Use your credit card or bank account. Just click on that, follow the instructions, have you signed up in no time. Today, in addition to this program, I have got a video cast just for Sideshow Freaks, and I'm posting another audio entry of me reading some of my personal journal entries. Today's a good one, by the way, in my opinion, because they're just so stupid. It's just stuff that's pissing me off at the time. I talk about Dr. Scholl inserts. and a store that sells pies or something. I don't know. So there you go. SuperFreakSideShow.com. Sign up right now. You'll get the video cast and all the other bonus shit. Three quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. Are you a sex freak with no one to fuck? Do you have a large collection of used sex toys that are just collecting dust in your drawer? Well, Dreamscapes has made recycling a little sexier in a way that was long overdue. How? Dreamscapes is greening up the sex toy industry one toy at a time. Not in a moldy or gangrene kind of way, mind you. Dreamscapes created a sex toy recycling program. This kinky recycling toy program, a non-profit program, was established by David Kowalski and Gene Kozlowski, Jesus Christ, of Dreamscapes LLC, in order to reduce the carbon footprint of the adult novelty industry. This program was launched in December 2008. It was then certified by the Institute for Green Business in January of this year. They really do mean business. They even take it a step further and donate any money they receive from the purchased recycled materials to local and national environmental causes. To recycle the sex toys, basically you just drop your dong in the mail. I mean, I guess you should box it up first. Don't just stick some stamps on a dildo. Although the post office might accept it. I've heard of the post office accepting a lot of weird shit. As a matter of fact, I was a subscriber to Wired magazine, because I'm a big fat nerd, and they would run a contest. For years, they had this contest where you just send in the weirdest stuff. Not boxed up. Like, you know, you'd send in a bicycle tire. Just put stamps on a bicycle tire, and a lot of times the post office would deliver it. Or a toaster, or a baseball bat, you know, whatever. Why not a double-sided dildo? I hear the post office is hurting for business. All right, so basically you drop the sex toy in the mail. Please clean them first. They can be used, but, you know, wash them off with a little soap and water. They can also be unused. They can even be broken sex toys. When the toys arrive at the Dreamscapes recycling location, the toys are cleaned and then disassembled into parts. The parts are then sent to select recycling facilities. Every part of each sex toy is recycled and or disposed of responsibly. That includes the batteries. Interesting. And, of course, the silicone, rubber, and, motors, if there are any, whatever. Anything included in the sex toy will be recycled properly. Dreamscapes rewards everyone for recycling their sex toys. Quote, for every package of toys you send in to be recycled, you'll receive a $10 gift certificate. To use at one of our affiliate partners. Instead of going through all that trouble, why not just give your used vibrator to the needy? The less fortunate likes to get off just as much as the upper class. If their breeding habits are any indication. Actually, that reminds me of the Cockring Warehouse.
Follow this little guy.
Any cock will do!
To Route 59, just south of Santa's Village for Cockrings, Cockrings, cock rings. And this season, remember the poor. Dust off your old cock rings, and Cock Ring Warehouse will pass them on to needy families at no cost.
I miss Mr. Show. All right, if you guys want to check out the website to recycle your sex toys, the web address is HTT... Oh, I'll wait for you to get a pen and paper. Okay. It's H-T as in Tom, T as in Tom, P as in Patty, colon... / recycle my sex toy.com/apache temp/sex_toys_recycle_bin/flash_applet.flv?480 That's 480. And that's in quote. Oh shit. That's in quotation. Let me start over. HTTP. Okay. It's just www.recyclemysextoy.com. How's that for a test of patience? Second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Believe it or not, it's another sex toy related news story. This one comes from Niceville. Well, that sounds pleasant. It's actually right next to Pleasantville. All right, police were called to a home on Buddy Phelps Road late on the night of August 11th to take a report on a stolen dildo. Look, if someone stole a dildo from me, I would just let it go. The embarrassment is not worth it. What's even more cringeworthy is that it was a man who was reporting the stolen dildo. The man who lived there said a woman had lived with him for about a week, and when she left, she took the dildo with her. He added that he had paid about $70 for it. That's some dildo. The officer asked him if he'd bought it for the woman. The man said he bought it to use with the woman as well as with other women. It's really a community dildo. The officer contacted the woman who said she had his dildo, but he had her camera. I'm sorry, this is the shit that's in Florida newspapers. Why am I not living down there? I need to be in the epicenter of crazy. And that, as we have proven throughout the many years of doing this podcast, is in Florida. The one thing about this story that I really enjoy is that the woman knew. If she was ever going to get her camera back, she'd have to take something of great value from this man. And that happened to be the dildo. The man said he would give her back the camera when she returned his sexual device. About 15 minutes later, the woman came back with a male friend and returned the dildo. She got her camera back, but was concerned the memory card was missing. When the officer told her that was a civil matter, she wanted to know why the dildo hadn't been a civil matter. The officer told her he had not made her bring the device back. He only asked her so the matter could be settled. There you go. So the woman got her camera back, but not the SD card in there. You know those embarrassing photos will be surfacing on the internet real soon. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Ohio. Police in Ohio say officers using a new taser gun briefly set a homeless man on fire while trying to subdue him. I hope to God that was on purpose, and that's a new feature of the taser gun. A police report in Lancaster, about 30 minutes southeast of Columbus, says one officer had seen the man inhaling a chemical from an aerosol can Monday night. He was walking on sunshine. That officer and another then struggled with the suspect, and the taser was used. A flame appeared on the man's chest, and officers patted it down.
Lord, send out the fire!
Chief David Bailey with the Lancaster Police Department says 31-year-old Daniel Wood was not seriously hurt. The department's policy warns against using tasers when flammable chemicals may be present. Bailey says officers acted appropriately. Wood was charged with abusing harmful intoxicants and other counts. Court records do not list his attorney. Short one there for you. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my little monsters are up to.
Hey, Tim, this is Jeremy in Atlanta. I was going to call in with a Know Your Freak moment, but I've been listening for years and years, so I probably had that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was watching the Weather Channel, and they're all jacked up about a hurricane that's brewing in the Gulf or some shit. And
What is the name of that hurricane?
I just noticed that the hurricane was named Bill, and I just could not help but think about the possibilities of the Weather Channel lady saying, Bill!
Oh, Bill!
Bill! Anyway, there you go.
Bunch of Floridians screaming that. Oh, Bill!
Oh, God, Timmy!
Yes.
Oh, Rob from Nashville, man.
Hello.
Okay, I'm listening to that segment where you called Mr. Shit Lover.
Right.
Mr. I Can't See because I love shit too much, man.
Yes.
And, well, I just got to say, the part right where you said you're holding the turtle to the receiver and squishing it in your fingers, a wave of just nasty shit smell, like, hit my face.
Really?
And, well...
Yes, if you're not a Sideshow member, you really missed that phone call.
Well, further information, I'm driving right now, so I didn't know it happened. I didn't just fart. it was really a skunk that came through my air vents, and the wave hit me.
Oh.
It was like... shit and skunk, but
I should start distributing scratch and sniff cards, and whenever I talk about something, I'll say, all right, scratch number 13 and sniff, and then you get the idea of what I'm talking about.
At first, I was like, what? Interactive podcast is great.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
we're on the same wavelength.
Sadly. But it did help. It did help me visualize with the turd in your fingers. I was really thinking that when you weren't talking, you were licking it, but maybe you're not into that. I don't know.
No, I'm not into that.
It's just a fun thing.
I don't know why I love that sound clip so much. I think the reason why is because you can really apply it to anything horrible to sort of distance yourself from it. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I have a lot of child porn on my computer, but I'm not a pedophile.
It's just a fun thing.
It's just a fun thing. It's a hobby of mine. If anyone has pictures of women getting mutilated and raped, pass them along to me. I'm not a sicko or anything.
It's just a fun thing.
It's just a fun thing. All right, so thank you very much for that. Moving on, next caller. Caller.
Hey, Dan, important businessman. I just found this out just like a second ago. Apparently, 7-Up now has 7-Up Cherry, right?
That's awful.
But in the same kind of concept of the fucking retarded mayonnaise commercials, and I'm so glad you talked about that. It fucking pisses me off. This is kind of the same thing where it's cherry 7-Up, but they're pumping it as if it's an antioxidant.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I think I did a whole article on that on Fizzled Out. If not, I talked about it on Twitter or something on my Fizzled Out account. Yeah, okay, first of all, there was nothing wrong with original cherry 7-Up. Now that they've changed it, it used to be like a paler red, I noticed. Now it's more red, and it doesn't taste as good. And they're trying to push it out, like, this antioxidant thing. It was the same bullshit when they released 7-Up Plus that had, like, calcium and crap. Awful. Awful!
So they're talking about antioxidant cherry 7-Up.
Yes.
I was just at a gas station, and they had a fucking pallets of it. And they're selling 12-packs for $2.99.
Yeah,
so it must be total fucking shit.
I'm pretty sure I did an article on Fizzled Out. You should read it, because 7-Up has made some horrible strategic mistakes in the past several years, in my opinion, regarding their product line.
Hey, Tim. This is TJ, Sideshow member from Chicago.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell this story. You know, I was walking home from school the other day, and I saw that there was this dead bird lying on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
And I just saw this dead bird. You know, it just reminded me of, like, you know, the entropy in our society. And, you know, like, no, birds are dying, man.
Yeah, birds are dying. Great call. Thank you.
Laser beams. Laser beams. Space age guns. Space age funds. Shit cracks me up, Timmy. Hey, the fucking... I'm working with this idiot. The fucking,
is that one of my songs? Laser beams.
Idiot. The fucking annoys the shit out of me. And he keeps calling me boss.
Space age guns. Space age funds. Oh, I'm a complete retard. I forgot about that song.
Other dudes tell me he probably spent some time in jail. What do you think?
I don't know. I was too focused on the laser gun song. That masterpiece.
Hey, this is Sean, a Sideshow member.
Well, hello,
I was sitting here messing around and thinking about a message for the other Sideshow members. Yeah, I understand you do the $200 for a lifetime or the $50 for a year. But I would say, I think everyone should just switch to the $5 a month. The reason why, let's hypothetically say you've only got 1,000 people. If 1,000 people paid you $50 for a year, well, that's $50,000. Okay, cool. But if they just said screw it and did 1,000 people did a monthly thing of only $5, that's an extra $10,000 a year.
I know. Well,
in your pocket. So, and $5 is, you know, very easy to miss.
It's, one of these days I'll go into great detail about the ins and outs. Maybe after the show ends or something. God forbid that day ever happens. But, it's interesting that, people cancel and new signups, and, you know, if the cancellations equal new signups for that day, I'm pleased because that means things didn't really move. Or if I get more signups and cancellations, that's great. And then the days that I get way more cancellations than creations, I'm fucking suicidal, thinking it's all over. I'm really the most paranoid person in the world when it comes to this stuff. But it is kind of cyclical, almost, based on the time of year. In the summertime, I notice cancellations tend to go down a little bit. Then the fall, they start to pick up again. Hopefully that'll be the case this year again. And then in the winter, because I just think more people are home and... I don't know. That really shouldn't have anything to do with it, because don't people listen to shit during the summer, too? You're out and about, having your iPods or whatever? I don't know. My show is doomed.
Doo-doo, Tim drinks battery acid Henson. It's Zach the Mac again.
I should mention that these are not scientific studies. This just in my head. That's what I think I've noticed about cancellations going down in the summer and then back up in the winter.
I
don't know if that's true at all, as a matter of fact.
I thought I'd just explain the thing with the cinnamon and the cat that I called in about, I think, yesterday.
Oh, right.
Anyway, this cat had been downloading some child porn onto my computer, and it was really pissing me off,
oh,
you know?
Oh, right.
So I decided I'd just kill it.
It's been happening a lot lately.
I had this 8-year-old girl coming over to flip me off, so I was like, hey, you know, I'll just kill this cat, cook it for her, get, you know, kill two birds with one stone.
Right.
Anyway, I also found out that penguins are homosexuals. There are homosexual penguin
yes.
couples. I don't know if you played this on the show.
A long time ago.
But it was interesting. Anyway.
I heard that the gay penguin couple broke up or something. One of them started messing around with the lady penguin. I'm sure the other gay penguin was pissed. I want you to get your stuff and get the hell out of my life. Oh, no, no, no. Don't you dare touch that china. That is mine. I had that before we started going out. All right. next up here.
Timothy James Henson, Side Show member Dan from Texas here.
Yeah.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Yeah.
I was just thinking then, you know what's worse than a regular near-dead? The regular English-speaking near-dead? The non-English-speaking near-dead.
Mm.
Namely, Asian near-deads. Fuck, get them off the road. God.
Well,
and you know, it's really weird. They drive like 30 miles under the speed limit, and when you come them off the road, they're all like...
Yeah, they're a double threat. I mean, they're Asian and they're old.
Hey, Tim. It's Rolly, Side 2 member in London.
I'm
just wondering why Mom has such a sweet rectum. Can you answer that? Cheers.
You might have to talk to Alexis K. Tyler's mom. It's a question that's been plaguing me for ages. All right, and finally, we'll do one more voicemail and then call it a day. Who is going to be the lucky caller? Caller, you're on with me. Hello.
Hey, Tim. Listener Valen here.
Do you like how I was buying time there because I couldn't find the right button to press? Yes, let's see who is on the line. Who gets to talk to me? It's going to be very exciting. When you are on the air right about now.
Hey, Tim. Listener Valen here.
Yes.
I called in day before yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
You played it on the Monday show.
Okay.
It was yesterday.
I probably cut you off and you're pissed.
I called in telling you about how I was talking to my girlfriend or something. And about your sexual life, I guess. I just like to say I'm sorry about that. I was really sick. I had like 101 fever.
You don't have to apologize for it. Just say...
thing.
It was just a fun thing. That's why.
It's just a fun thing.
There. Problem solved. Now you don't have to feel bad.
Fine. So, sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry.
And, just saying.
Poor guy's been beating himself up over this for a week.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I was wondering if you played any of my other voicemails on, like, the Sideshow, perhaps.
Probably.
I was talking about the monkey future and how they were walking on two legs and stuff.
Mm-mm.
And...
I don't know if I played that one.
Taking over the children's TV.
Again, it's nothing personal when I don't play your voicemail. I've got, right now, 394 unplayed voicemails, and I gotta skip through a bunch of them and play... more recent ones. Otherwise, I'd be, playing fucking voicemails from May or something. So, you know, I just try to keep it somewhat current. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Is it oh, God?
I burned your shirt. I buried the jeweler that you gave me in the backyard.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Make sure you tell all your friends about the show. It's very important to spread the good word, the DV gospel, if you will. You can tweet about the show if you use that Recoculus service. Otherwise, just talk the program up, I guess. I don't know. Whatever gets the word out. Spread the distortion. We will be back tomorrow for the big Friday show. If you're Sideshow members, got a video cast for you today, my stupid little audio journal. We'll see you back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Through the lights out of my heart.
go before I throw you down on the ground and rape you.